God bless you, saints, and God bless you, saints. And this evening, I welcome you once again to this exhortation. My name is Brother Matthew Okech from LOC in Nairobi, Tororo. So we shall, if you have your Bibles, turn to Romans 8 and also Romans 9. Before we read the word, let's have a word of prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for another opportunity to study from your word. May you, Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord. May you bless us and edify us for the glory and the praise of your holy name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. So we shall turn to Romans 8. But before we begin reading, I would like to announce my title. My title will be The Purpose of God According to Election. Praise be the name of the Lord. So Romans 8, we shall begin from 28 and read all the way to 31. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Praise be the name of the Lord. And then let's see Romans 9. We shall begin from 10 to 13. It says, "And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated." Praise be the name of the Lord. May God add a blessing in the reading of his word. So for a title tonight, The Purpose of God According to Election. Praise be to God. Why did God choose you? Why did God elect you out of the millions in the world? He decided to pick you out because he has a purpose for you. Praise be the name of the Lord. And God's purpose cannot fail. Hallelujah. God chose you. He died for you. He elected you out for a special purpose. So it doesn't matter what mistake you've made. God's purpose cannot fail. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because the scripture says in Romans 9, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger." Praise be the name of the Lord. "As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Even when they had not done any wrong, God looked at Jacob and said, "Jacob have I loved." Despite the mistake that Jacob would make along the way, God chose him anyway. Praise be the name of the Lord. And when time came for the blessing, God's purpose and election was made manifest. God don't make mistakes. His purpose and election is sure. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. "For he said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Praise be the name of the Lord. So God's purpose is forever settled in heaven. In God's mind, you're already glorified. Praise be the name of the living God. So what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay charge to God's elect? It is God that calleth, and it is God that justifieth. Praise be the name of the living God. And when a man knows the purpose of God, it gives him more faith. Praise be to God. You are not just called to be a church member. You are called to manifest the works of Jesus Christ. I do nothing except my Father shows me. And greater works than this shall you do. Praise be the name of the Lord. You are called to represent Jesus on the earth, to manifest the virtues, the seven thunders, them lived voices. Praise be to God. You are the manifestation of Jesus on the earth. And when you fail, when you backslid, God's purpose for you still stands. Praise be to God. Because it is not about you. It is about His purpose for you. And God's purpose cannot fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care how many times you fail God. You might fail God in your flesh. You might fail God in your mind. But the purpose of God stands. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The purpose of God speaks for you. You cannot fail. You cannot die. I shall not die. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The purpose of God is what really matters in the election. And the purpose of God was a hidden mystery in the council of the Godhead. And Paul said, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. And the seven seals of redemption brought the whole counsel of God for you for this day. Because in that counsel, when your purpose hooks into that counsel of God, then you don't only know what God has done, but you know why He did it. Praise be the name of the Lord. You just don't know what you are, but you know why God made you what you are. Praise be the name of the Lord. And now you are up the seven seals. You know who you are. You know who God is. And now on this third phase, God will let you know why you are who you are. Praise be to God. And why you are what you are. Amen. And that is in the counsel of the Godhead. That was a hidden mystery. You are the purpose of God. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. I challenge you tonight. You are more than a conqueror. Praise be to the name of the Lord. In this third phase, I just don't know what I am, but why I am what I am. When you know that, then you'll begin to realize how peculiar you are. You begin to understand that you cannot be replaced. You understand that you are one in a million. Then how can you fail? Praise be to the name of the Lord. You cannot write me off. Hallelujah. No man can write you off. You cannot be written off. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You cannot write me off. You are one in a million. You are peculiar. Praise be to the name of the Lord. You are not a garbage can for Satan. God elected you for a purpose. You are the bride of Jesus Christ. You are the elected lady. You are the one. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And if not you, then who? If not here, then where? If not now, then when? Praise be to the name of the Lord. Now listen, I know that the devil has cornered some brothers and sisters, but don't worry. God did not call you to use you halfway. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God did not call you to use you just halfway. Begin to have faith in your calling. Begin to have faith in the purpose why you are called. God does not call a man to use him halfway. When God calls a man, He calls him for a purpose. And Satan cannot destroy that purpose. The purpose of God cannot be defeated. Praise be the name of the Lord. That's why we know where we are standing. We know we came from God and we are going back to God. We know why God placed us here. We are placed here for perfection, for adoption. That's why we are here. Praise be the name of the Lord. So we know who we are. Praise God. Amen. Have faith in God. He who began a good work in you shall perform it Brother, have faith in God. Sister, have faith in God. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, Satan dwells in condemnation, and condemnation condemns you and put you in jail. So the devil makes you do this, makes you do that. He ensnares you and takes your mistake to condemn you. And by condemning you, he makes you lose faith for God's purpose in your life. Praise be the name of the Lord. But you keep your focus on the purpose of God. You keep your focus on the purpose of God, because that purpose cannot fail. Praise be to the name of the Lord. It will always stand. You can't defeat God's purpose. God's purpose will always be victorious. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That's why we have the victory, because we are walking in God's purpose. Praise be to God. If I should give you my testimony, you would be amazed as to the so many things that Satan took me through. And one thing I know today, if I am what I am today, it has been because of a purpose that I am ordained to serve. So even in my weakest time, when I just think I could not make it, when I thought of walking away, the purpose of God stood. Oh, glory be the name of the Lord. The purpose of God stood. And tonight, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how the trials may be so dark. The purpose of God cannot be defeated. Praise be the name of the Lord. The purpose of God cannot fail. Glory be to God. Hell is not strong enough to defeat God's purpose, because God is his purpose. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Think of these things. You think on these things tonight. Why do you think God chose you out of many millions in the world? Not because of your color, not because of your stature. It must be based on purpose. Praise be to God. If God's election is not based on purpose, then he is partial. He is unfair. But he knows what he's put in you. He knows you can serve his purpose best. Even in your failures, in your weakness, he knows you can serve his purpose best. That's why he chose you. Praise be the name of the Lord. He knows in your hardest trials, you can still serve his purpose. He knows in your sickness, you can still serve his purpose. Even in your trials, your testings, you can still serve his purpose. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So now in this third phase, your understanding is open up. You begin to see the purpose you are serving in God's master plan. Your understanding opens up, like he opens Peter's understanding. Then Peter understood that there is no two Peters. He was one in a million. His academic insufficiencies could not stop God's purpose. He was a fisherman, not much educated, but he was elected for a purpose, and that purpose must stand. Praise be the name of the Lord. Loveth thou me, Peter? Then feed my sheep. That purpose cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. Glory be the name of the Lord. He was ordained to open the key of the Holy Ghost to the Gentile. That was why God called Peter. He knew that he placed in inside of Peter, even he knew what he had placed inside of Peter. Even when Peter failed, even when Peter backslid, the purpose of God stood. Praise be to the name of the Lord, because that purpose cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And the bride tonight, you cannot fail. You cannot fail tonight. Oh, say amen, somebody. You cannot fail tonight. Praise be to the name of the Lord. That sickness upon you, you shall not die. I shall lend you to believe that you shall not die. You have a purpose to fulfill. Sickness cannot take your life. Praise be the name of the Lord. You cannot die. I shall not die, but I shall live to fulfill the purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. That is my testimony. I shall live to declare the works of God. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear, for thou art with me. I know he is with me. He is my friend. He is my comfort. He is my all in all. He is my purpose. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let me tell you tonight, you can never have absolute faith until God let you see that you are the purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is good to believe the message, but when you begin to see that I am the purpose of God, you begin to walk on top of trials. You begin to refuse defeat. You begin to refuse Satan because you know your purpose. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because you know God anointed you, you know God called you. When you know your purpose, then you begin to walk on top of Satan. You walk on top of sickness. Hallelujah, praise God. Because you know your purpose and you know who you are. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the counsel of Godhead has let you know who you are. So I cannot see myself being held down by sickness. God might have placed you there that you might know him, but that is not your station. Praise be the name of the Lord. You are called to the adoption. You are called to the resurrection. You are called to the adoption. That is your purpose. Glory be the name of the Lord. And God is becoming one with his purpose. When this third phase hooks into the third pool, then the purpose of God hooks into the counsel of God. And God becomes one with his purpose. He becomes one with you. Then you become the purpose of God made manifest. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That purpose gives God a reason of being. That's what the prophet said. If you don't serve God's purpose, you even don't have a resurrection. Because everything on earth is serving God's purpose. The flowers, the birds, everything is serving God's purpose. What about the bride of Jesus Christ? Praise be the name of the Lord. We are placed here to serve God's purpose. A manifestation that God can be seen in this adulterous generation. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that's why God is going to seal you up. Because you need a charity to give you power to that purpose. Charity is your strength. The power of God will descend upon you as virtue power for service, that you can manifest, you can fulfill the purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because you cannot fail, you cannot fail. So you shall receive power on this third phase to manifest the purpose of God. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Then you shall be a living, walking, talking, singing purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. They will see a living purpose of God in the streets of Tororo, in the streets of Nairobi, wherever you go, a living, talking purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. That's why God sent charity to anoint your faith. Why? Because your commission is to fulfill a purpose. Praise be the name of the Lord. Have you seen your purpose tonight? Wherever you go, think on the purpose of God for your election. You have been anointed and commissioned for a purpose, but you have got to see yourself in God's great circle. God's great circle is greater than the circle of your sickness, than the circle of your trials. You have a great circle of perfection. Do you see yourself in God's purpose? Tonight, ask God for the Holy Ghost. Ask him to seal you with the power of God, that you might be able to fulfill the purpose of God. You are one in a million. You are called for a purpose. Praise be the name of the Lord. God wants to heal you. He wants to heal you tonight. Ask him for the anointing, not because you deserve it, but because you need to be anointed to fulfill the purpose of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. Lift up your voices tonight and ask him to seal you. Tell him, because I want to fulfill the purpose for this hour. You need power over your enemies. You need power over your trials, power over your flesh. Come out of your prison houses. You young people, come out of your prison houses. Break the chain. Come out. Live above yourself. Charity disguised as virtue, power for service, will give you power to live a holy, sanctified life, to live a life be above sin. God bless you.
Yes, greetings one and all. I am happy today for the goodness of the Lord. And I want to appreciate those who are listening, and even those who are testifying, the brothers who are testifying the goodness of the Lord. I also want to thank God for this opportunity that he has given me to testify of his goodness. I am Brother William Ekal, and I'm from LCA Nairobi, Toro. And I'm also blessed to have Pastor Ben Achute as my pastor. I want us to go straight to the Word of God. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture. But before, let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before your presence. Father, I know that you are our everything, our all in all, Jesus. Lord, without you, where would we be? We'd be lost in the world. Father, Lord, I'm here. May you look in my heart, Jesus. If there is anything that is contrary in my heart, Lord, take it away from me. Lord, I welcome you. May I disappear and you appear, Jesus Christ. Father, when we look back, Jesus Christ, you picked us out of nowhere. And Lord, you brought our feet on the rock to stay. The Lord, we are anchored on you today as the rock of ages. And there is nothing that can shake us, Lord God, because we are under a canopy of life, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. Lord, for you bought us with your own precious blood. It is love that drove you at the cross, that you died for us and paid a price for us. And today we live to give you the glory. Father, you had a love that is so great, a love that is so deep, that nothing go under it. The love that is so high, nothing go over it. The love that is so wide, nothing can go round under it, Jesus. What kind of love? The love that can drain the ocean. The love that can make, Lord Jesus Christ, the lame walk, the blind see, the dumb talk, Jesus Christ. The love that is so great, Lord. What's failed me to talk about that love? Father, today I welcome you to come and speak. Anoint the hearts of the hearers. I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. May you bless you in the word, God, that we're going to read. Father, glory be back to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture. I'm starting from the book of Romans 13:11 to 14. The Bible says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is fast spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And then I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13. The Bible says that, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, not herself," hallelujah, "seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Praise the Lord. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. Praise the Lord. But then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Praise the Lord. Charity never faileth. My title is Charity Never Faileth. And then the inspiration is, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Praise the Lord. Charity is love. And love is charity. Charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, tongues, gifts, and callings, and so on, they shall all fail. Time will come and they will all go away. But love will always stay. That is charity. It can never fail. Praise Jesus Christ. That's why we ought to love one another. Because God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, that we should have eternal life. Who are we not to love one another if God himself came and gave in his own life for us, that we can live today? It's so we ought to love one another too. That's why I want to tell you that when someone says evil about you, say something good about them. If you can't say something good about them, then don't say nothing. Just let it go and then you go, when you go your way, praise the Lord, to yourself, pray for them. On that day at Calvary, the prophet said, Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. It proved it when he came on the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he didn't live for himself. Praise the Lord. But he lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day at Calvary. You don't live for yourself. You receive, hallelujah, that life by you live for others. When you live for others, that means your life is in you. The prophet said that the hottest boiling thing there is to boil sin out of your life, is love. And if you can't love one another, how are you going to love God who you haven't even seen? Love hides a multitude of sins. Get in love with one another. Praise the Lord. Get in love with God. Then you love everyone. You love one another. Praise the Lord. Then you will love the church. You will love the cause. You will love everything. That's godly. And you will keep away from the things of the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In adoption, the prophet say that, thus saith the Lord, it will take perfect love to put you in that place. For that's all there was in the beginning. Praise the Lord. No matter how many, how much religious demonstrations you've done, how many good deeds you've done, or whatever you've done, praise the Lord, that won't count nothing on that day. It will take perfect love. Praise the Lord. So whatever you do, praise the Lord, you lay aside everything else until you are just so filled with love, praise the Lord, the love of God, till you can love those who hate you. And he said, all his makeup is grace. And there is a saying that people like saying, that you scratch my back and I'll scratch your back too. Praise the Lord. You do this for me, you did good for me, and I'll do good for you too. Praise the Lord. That's not grace. Grace is if your back is itching, I'll scratch it anyhow. Praise the Lord. Whether you scratch mine or not, you slap me on the face and say my back is itching. Praise the Lord. Scratch my back, I'll scratch it. Praise the Lord. That's grace. Hallelujah. Is doing something for someone. Praise the Lord. You may say that you don't believe in works. I believe that works is love. Works is the manifestation that grace has taken place. The prophet said that he does not live true to his wife because if he didn't, his wife would divorce him. Praise the Lord. He lived true to his wife because he loved her. Praise the Lord. And I don't preach the gospel because I think I would go to hell if I didn't. Praise the Lord. I preach the gospel because I love him. Certainly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you are riled up, praise the Lord. Rile not back, praise the Lord. Let him be your example. When they said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread, he could have done it. And sure, he was God indeed. But he had temperance. When they called him Beelzebub, he said, Father, forgive them. Praise the Lord. Is that right? They pulled handful of beards out of his face and spat on his face and said, come down off the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they are doing. That was God who had all power in heaven and on earth. Let me tell you, if you still blow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you still blow up and suzz and fuse and stew, praise the Lord, and carry on. Hallelujah. You ain't got that life of Christ in you. You can't add that behavior into it. But when you can rally with the sweetness from your heart, praise the Lord, forgive every man, hold your peace, let it be gone, then watch and see. It will vulcanize, praise the Lord. You can add that to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, godliness, patience, brotherly kindness, praise the Lord, then charity, the love of God, in the stature of a perfect man. The prophet say that love is something you can't pretend to have it. However much you try to impersonate it, one day it will show out its true colors. I want to speak to you now. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who would kill you. If they could, that's what they done to him. Hallelujah. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. When that's in your bosom, you are facing heaven then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then heaven is right there for you. Praise Jesus Christ. You sacrifice your own things. Give them up like sheep gives its wool. You look on to Calvary. Today you find we have got a wrong perception of power. Power is overcoming, returning good for evil. That's real power that can love your enemies, do good for those that hate you, do good for those that do evil to you. That's real power. That's God's power. Power that the Bible talks of. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Praise the Lord. Yes, maniacs can break chains, but it takes a real man to return good for evil from his heart, not because of religious duties. Hallelujah. As many may think, but from his heart. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Brother Branham said, in the Christ is the mystery of God revealed, love one another above everything. Don't listen to the devil, no matter what the devil tries to say. Now you are all one great big sweet group. Praise the Lord. Now, but remember my warning. Satan won't let that stay right there. No, sir, he will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make a target, he will bring some critic or unbeliever, praise the Lord, in. Set him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. Then he will shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff and he will start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with it, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he will be saved too. Or that woman, ever who it is. Praise the Lord. Just pray for him. Pray for them and stick one with another and stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd and you give respect to him. Praise the Lord. Respect him. He will lead you through. Because he's ordained of God to do so. Now, do you remember that? Praise the Lord. The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out of the church or come in and be one of you. That's all. The prophets say that they don't never clan among one another. or talk, make yourselves clannish. We are one. Praise the Lord. I couldn't say, left hand, I'm mad at you. I am going to take you away because you are not a right hand. He's my left hand. I want him to stay right there. Even the little tips of my finger, I want them to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. Praise the Lord. So we are one body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right together, exactly one another, right with one another. Now we have heard of this discipline, how we have to go to church together and sit in heavenly places. You can't stay at home if God is in your heart. Praise the Lord. You can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in the church to fellowship with your brothers and sisters. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got into praying. Start praying because things are wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. Because we are in the last days where the Bible exalted us too much more as we see that the day approaching. So we ought to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know that you are my disciples when you love one another. Praise the Lord. If there is a brother you think, praise the Lord, is a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me have any kind of bitterness spring up of me. Praise the Lord. Because it will affect him and it will take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice and jealousy and hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. It will kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from the church. Praise the Lord. And even hurt your pastor. It will do everything. See, don't you do that. Praise the Lord. You ought to love one another because love is the greatest power there is. There was once a story told of a lady. This lady had a child, and the house was burning with fire and people were gathered outside there. But this lady, because of love that drove her, love made this lady to go in this burning house and wrapped herself with a cloth, and she picked her baby who was laying in there and covered the baby with the cloth she had wrapped herself. Praise the Lord. And this lady ran outside with this baby, but the fire burnt her and she lost her shape. Praise the Lord. But this child grew up and she was taken in some big school, nice school. But the child in this school came, and what time came for them to have holidays, and the bus brought her back. But this lady, this child here with her friends around, the friends looked at the mother and started mocking her, said, look at that lady, how she looks. She looks funny. And the girl said, oh yes, she looks funny. But this man, the even child said that, I don't know her. Then the conductor who was there said, you silly girl, how could you say such a thing? Your mother, yet she gave in her own life for you that you can live, and today you are alive and you're criticizing her. Praise the Lord. My brother and sister, we are of that kind. We have reached an extent when Christ gave his own life for us, and today we have failed to see that in the face of the things of this world, the good things of this world that are so-called good, but yet it's all death. Praise the Lord. The love of the world is all death. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says every man who loves the world doesn't even have Christ in him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We, in the face of these things of the world, we look at Christ, we forget that he died for us. Praise the Lord. But my brother and sister, let's open up our eyes and see. Praise the Lord. Because if you gain this world, praise the Lord, what will you give in exchange for your life? Praise the Lord. If you gain this world and lose your own soul, what will it benefit you? Praise Jesus Christ. Love one another. The love of God. Praise the Lord. Let's love God. Praise Jesus Christ. Love his word and live for his word. Praise Jesus Christ. Because if you live for his word, you won't break even one word of his. Praise Jesus. He was so simple to an extent that he came down and became the lowest that we can be. Praise Jesus Christ. That he can lift us. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He loved everybody. He loved his enemies. He loved everybody who hated him. And that same love, he said, let's love one another. Praise the Lord. That same love, we have to love God. Praise Jesus. Because he gave in his own life for us that we can live. Who are we not to love one another? If Christ is in us, then we can walk in the street and the people shall see Jesus walking. Christ, we shall talk words and people see Christ talking. We shall do things people will not see a man, but they will see Jesus. And they will say, I want to see this God. I want to know about this God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is the same today as he has always been. Hallelujah. He has never changed. And he said, whatever we ask in John 14, 14, if we ask anything, he shall give it unto us. And the Bible says in Hebrews 13, 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. Hallelujah. He will give you the desire of your heart, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. Just seek for it. Seek for him day and night, and he will grant you the desire of your heart. Don't rest, praise the Lord, until you reach the end of this race. Run this race with all and guard it with all that you can. May God really bless you. God, I thank you for this time. May bless all your children that have heard thy word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. I'm Sister Gloria Okech from LCA Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Bernard Achud. God bless you.
So we'll come to the end of life's journey.
You, the Bride of Christ, I would like to thank the Lord so much for this opportunity that he has given unto me to share a testimony, rather, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By names, I am Akomo Hedrick Peter. I fellowship in LCA Nairobi Tororo, and my precious pastor is Pastor Bernard Achut. God bless him, and God bless the church so much that has been able to mentor me up to this point of my salvation. I would just like to start in a sharing of just a simple testimony. I'd request that we humble down ourselves as we believe in this word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, the Bible says that no man comes to the Father No man comes to Christ except the Father draws him near. Father, I have all faith and confidence that you are the one who drew us unto Christ, O Lord Jesus, and gave us the strength, O Lord, to stand at this time of trial when all things are turning down, the world is lost and confused, O Lord. But you, Lord, amidst all the confusion and the corruption, have seen us, and we have found favor at your sight, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray at this moment, Lord, that you come and lead me, Lord, to share in a testimony that you have always put in my heart, O Lord, in this platform that has been given unto us, O Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, that may you work out wonders and do great and mighty things, seen and not seen. We thank you, Lord, and I do pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray the Spirit leads me. Well, brothers, I just have a testimony that has always been in my heart that I'd love to share with you, dear brethren. It's a testimony of how I came to believe in the message, and a testimony that me and a brother of mine are blithely wanting to share. Though he is far away, he is in the northern areas of Uganda. But at least we are so grateful to the Lord who brought us to this wonderful message. For all the times of our lives when we were there in the world, we were rather Pentecostals believing in the gospel of God. But we were always moving from church to church and we were never settled. We struggled so much to follow people in YouTube and so much, do so many things to search for the Lord. But for all that we did was in vain, until one day when we sat at an evening time and we were sharing the gospel in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, for the Bible said that whoever calls upon me, I shall answer him, and whoever shall, he said, whosoever shall call upon me, I shall answer and show him things that no man has ever seen. So at that very same moment we prayed upon that. And we woke up very early in the morning at around 2. We went to a room and we said to pray when we were at school. And we were so much desiring, knowing that something was going to happen. Because the Lord always convicts the heart of a person when he wants to bring him unto a certain point. So at that very same moment, dear brethren, we prayed. We prayed so much for the truth. We knew that in our hearts, something was calling out unto us. As Brother Branham always said, the deep calleth to the deep. But we did not know where it was. We did not know how to find it. But we knew that there was something more than what we listened to. We listened to message of prosperity. We saw prophets do mighty miracles, but that never satisfied us completely. It instead gave us more thirsting for something that was deep somewhere. And at some point of time, we came and arrived to our brother who shared with us the word of God. And when he shared with us the word of God that day, it just passed a week from our prayer in Jeremiah 33. And he shared with us the word of God, he shared with us the message. And brother, the feeling of the word of God, of the message of Malachi 4, flowing into your heart, is just like a river flowing on the soul of a man. At that moment, our hearts were filled with joy. And at that time, and at that very same moment, we got the urge to follow up the message, to believe in the message. And how wonderful it was to know that in the midst of this big world, there was a group of people who were not interested in denomination, were not interested in anything of the world, in any doctrine or creed, but we're only just interested in the word of God. It was so hard to find such people, but in actual sense, they did actually exist. And how nice it is, brother, to follow in that scripture that says that these things have been hidden from the wise and prudent, but have been revealed to babes such as this. How nice it is to know that you are actually a predestinated son of God. You have been called for a purpose by God to bear witness of His word amongst all generations, that you at this present age has been given the opportunity to see the Lord at work when others can't see. The world at this time, dear brethren, has come to a point where they don't understand what is happening. They don't know why it's happening. They don't know what to do when it's happening. The churches don't know what to do when it's happening. But you, brother, have been blessed with the revelation of the word, that you know what is happening at the present time, and that you know what to do, and you know how to do it, brother. That is a blessing to be knowing that. Oh, it is so nice to be able to know that, dear brethren, to have the revelation, because the revelation is the rock that Peter received when Christ asked him that, who do you say that I am? And he said that you are Christ. And Jesus said that, Simon, son of Barjonas, it wasn't revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by the Father himself. And upon that rock, I shall build my church. And at this moment, brother, you have that rock. You have the spiritual rock of revelation. And you have been showed the works of God. You have seen the prophecies. You have seen the prophecies come to fulfillment. This is the time that people have been yearning for. Those of age, those that lived at the other time, those of Abraham, our forefathers, have been longing for this time when they would see the manifestation of Malachi 4's message. Where in Malachi 4 itself it says that, I shall send a prophet unto you, and his name shall be, he shall come in the name of Elijah, and he shall declare to you all mysteries. And these mysteries are meant to forerun the far coming of the Lord. So be glad and happy, and fix your mind unto Jesus, and don't let anything hinder yourself from finding the Lord and from staying with the Lord, because Christ has been formed in your heart. You no longer have a sensation, but you have a reality that Christ is in you, living in you, working in you, and that you are no longer partakers of death through the flesh, but you are living by the Spirit of God in the message which is the Word of God. What a wonderful knowledge to know, in such a joy. Oh, glory unto Jesus. I would like to thank the Lord that I am one of them. We always sing that song in church, that I am one of them. And I'm grateful to know that the Lord has predestinated me to know this message, as He has also predestinated you as a son of God to know this message. And we know that sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They do not do things by their own, but something inside of them leads them to go somewhere. They follow God wherever He goes, even in the most weird places. They still go to that place. And right now we are in a season of so many trials, but we believe that we are in the promised land, because the Lord has brought us to this point of our faith. He took us through the wilderness when we left Egypt, and now we have reached the promised land. And this is the time that every young man should sharpen his word, rather the word of God, and go inside there and slay all the desires of his flesh, slay all those devils, not that holding back anything, but believing that God, who called him, has given him the power and the strength to go forth and do that, and slay all those spiritual lusts that are in his body. We thank the Lord so much that he has called us at this time and at this season that everybody has been yearning for, to see that those of the prophets of old, the apostles, were waiting for this season when the Spirit of God shall come together with the bride, and they shall say, come, as they have been saying it all the time. What a wonderful time, brother. What a wonderful season that you are in. You are in the end time season, and you have the end time message, and this message is going to bring forth Christ, and this message is going to change your body, quicken your body to the form, to the glorified form. We thank God so much for this revelation that he has been speaking unto us day and night, season from season,
Sometimes you may have pity on those brothers. They have been in church all their lives, all their seasons, all the time. Their parents were message believers. They are also message believers, but they are so lazy and have no time in the Word of God, have no time to read the Word of God, have no time to learn of it. But there are some brothers outside there who have not had the chance to have this, but are hungry, thirsting, praying day and night, fasting all the time, seeking for the Word of God, but they are not getting it. But brother, you have it in you. You have it with you. Be glad. Don't be like the man who doesn't know what he has. He doesn't know that he has a knife, he doesn't know that he has a sword, but he just goes to the battle there and he just keeps on looking. But be the brother who knows what he has, because you have Christ in you, not a sensation, but you have a reality inside of you. And how glorious it is to bear the Lord himself in you. And at this season, he has predestinated you to bear witness of his glorious and his wonderful works, that he has called you as his own bride, acknowledging you in the Word of God. What a wonderful atmosphere that you ought to have inside of you, brother. What a wonderful atmosphere and a wonderful revelation that you have obtained by predestination, that you have been called forth. Oh, what a wonderful time, brother, this is. I'm so happy that I am one of them. And then I would just like to say something, brother, that I want to be like Peter. And I pray that Lord makes you like Peter. Focus your mind unto Christ. Get out of that boat and move on that water. Don't live a comfortable life, but stand up from that boat and focus your eyes on Jesus only, because whoever looks upon the Lord shall live. Just focus your eyes and keep moving forth, keep moving forward, and be able to catch the hem of his garment. Don't let anything trouble your mind. Don't let any winds come and blow you off, but stand firm in the Word of God. Let nothing move you from the Word of God, because those who stand for the Word of God, the Lord shall stand for them. Those that bear witness of the truth, just like Micaiah did, the Lord shall bless them greatly. You shall be blessed in whatsoever you do, because you're living according to the Word of God. Because the living and doing the Word of God is more precious than just listening to the Word of God. The Word of God is meant to be lived. It's a life. That's why the fruits of the Holy Spirit are more of a life. We're supposed to be living in the Word of God and emulate Christ everywhere, that everybody may see, because we are called the written epistles of God. The Lord has written his Word on us, and we have been put forth that everybody should read us. As they read us, they read Christ, which is so wonderful, brother. I thank the Lord so much for this opportunity that he has given unto me to share in just something small. I would like to thank the Lord who pulled me out of the wilderness where I was, gave me the true baptism as I was always praying for. One day when I was reading the Word of God, I read Peter say that, but I searched for a place where they could baptize like that, but there was no place until I gave up. But one day when I was at school, a brother came and reached out his hand and showed me the truth. That is a glorious testimony I'll always bear in my heart. A testimony that says that I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. I lost my hope, but the Lord gave me new hope and gave me new strength. I was confused in the world, following people, following prophets, following whatsoever they are. But now I don't follow no one no more, but I follow the Spirit of God, who has been called forth to lead me to my home, and that is heaven. And I will stick, and I will rest my hope on that Holy Ghost that the Lord has given unto me. And I shall rest my strength in the Word of God. And I shall not tarry anywhere no more, neither move to any land, neither move to any place, but I will stay in the message. When if there remains only one person in church, I'll remain with that one person there. I will not move out of the Word of God, because I know that this Word of God has not come to destroy my life, but it has come to take me back home to the place where I was once formed. But I came down here to this earth for trials, but now I have the opportunity to be restored back to that glorious form. And I have been already restored back. Now I wait for the manifestation of my restoration that I have been received, that I received at the day of Calvary when Christ gave out his life for me. He restored me back to that glorious form that I once, and he restored you back. So brother, fight for the salvation that you have. As the word of God says, keep your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't go anywhere, brother. Don't move to any land, brother, but just stay in the word of God. No matter the trials that you face, no matter what shall be paining you, brother, no matter what shall be destroying, whatever disease that it is, stay with the word of God and you shall see the deliverance of God reach you and your family, brother. No matter whatever it is, brother, the pain, the trials, brother, receive them with joy, because those trials shall strengthen you. They shall make your armor more strong, and they shall make your shield more dense, brother, and you shall be able to fight every demon more and more. So be countable that whatsoever you receive as a trial is a sign of joy from the Lord. Be glorious and be glad for that, brother, because you are young, brother. You may be old or young, but in you is Christ, and in you is the word of God, and in you is a promise, because you are a son of a promise, and you are in your promised land, and that promised land is the Holy Ghost, brother. And this is your time to get up your sword and not let these demons of this world, whatsoever form they may come in, we don't care, brother. But what we shall know, we shall march and keep on marching and keep on moving, because in us is a promise, and this promise has to come to fulfillment. And the Lord promised that every spiritual form, every spiritual promise and blessing shall surely come to pass in us. We thank the Lord so much for that. And without wasting time, I would just like to have this moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this word that you have given unto us, and for giving me the opportunity to give it, O Lord Jesus. I thank you so much, and I pray that you may bless every person who has listened to the word of God. I bless them mountly and bless them greatly, and show them great love, O Lord Jesus, as you have shown unto us all and unto every person, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you are the Alpha.